God is explaining to Adam and Eve the results of their sin, and he does say, cursed is the ground because of you. Through painful toil, you will eat food from it all the days of your life. It will produce thorns and thistles for you, and you will eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your brow, you will eat your food until you return to the ground, since from it you were taken, for dust you are, and to dust you will return. See, Chad, work is bad. God made it part of the curse. And I would say no. No. Some of the evils that we face and the brokenness that we face is the curse. But back it up, if you would, to Genesis chapter 1. I don't think I'll read through the entire creation account this morning. That's your homework. You can do that yourselves. But God spent the first week of the Bible working, making stuff. And as God created, as God worked, He said, it's good. If you start in verse 26, then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. And I wanted to pause there just a bit. What does the word image mean? What is the word image? Yeah, I'm not going to go deep Hebrew on this one. Image just means image. It's a representation, a reflection of the external form of a person or thing. It has to do with something that you may recognize. Right? So if we are to be in the image of God, like, what does that mean? God goes on to say, in our likeness, let him have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Then God blessed them, and he said to them, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over every living thing that moves on earth. And God said, see, I have given you every herb that yields seed, which is on the face of the earth, every tree whose fruit yields seed, to you it shall be for food. Also to every beast of the earth, to every bird of the air, to everything that creeps on the earth, in which there is life, I have given every green herb for food. And it was so. God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good. So the evening and the morning of the sixth day. God gave humans his characteristics and the command to use the fullness of this earth for good. That's where work comes from. It's actually a gift of God. Sometimes I realize that on a message like this, I'm sort of preaching to the choir. I know. We as Anabaptists of Amish and Mennonite background, we sometimes take work too seriously. We love work, and we prove our worth by our work. So that's maybe a sermon for a different day. But brothers and sisters, work isn't meant to be a bad thing. Now, if you're in the job that you shouldn't be in, I would encourage you this morning to do what it takes to get there. If you need more education, get the education. If you need to file a resume with Indeed, go ahead and do that. If you're just in the wrong department at the right company, then have that hard conversation with your supervisor. It's okay. But where I go And how I work is how I represent the God that made me. It's part of my testimony. I talk to people. I say, well, all I do is answer emails and put data in spreadsheets. Can't be that important. And I want to say thank you. It's because of people like that that my bank account works, right? It brings glory to God and it keeps the world running. Some of you, your job is raising children. And I think we all remember, like, being a 3-year-old is wonderful. Raising a 3-year-old is a lot of work. It just is. Like, the days are long, the years are short, but when you've read that same book for the 27th time and you know it better than the author did, probably, it's hard. But it brings God glory, and I say thank you for not giving up. Some of you, some of us are in a job site full of people that are just barely making it. What if you make it great as part of our testimony? I was at Calvary Chapel, to imagine there's a whole community of people here in Sturgis so committed to excellence that people around us took notice. I've been given to my team to help my coworkers thrive. It's part of my living out my faith. God didn't work hard on Monday and Tuesday, and then by the time it got to Wednesday, just sort of phone it in and say, I've done it already. I'm taking the day off. Sorry. That wasn't God's point, and I don't think it should be ours either. Work can be fulfilling. It can be wonderful when my goals are right. I think that too often I'm really guilty of thinking that work is all about me. It's about my success, or it's about my finances, or it's about me making money. It's about me. And it's not, right? Now, work is about Him. And I mean Him. I go to Westview School Systems daily to bring my Father in Heaven all the honor and the glory and the praise that's due His name. I don't know if I'll be teaching school forever, but for right now, Chad Graber is simply being obedient to what God has put before him. And I'd ask us, if that's not where he has responsibility on each of us, to bring him glory in our world of work. So that Monday isn't Monday, but Monday is a chance to go and be the hands and feet of Jesus for the people we serve and for our coworkers and for our bosses and for those who will be affected and impacted by what we do. It's not about me, it's about Him, and it's about others, right? There's some verses in Ephesians that Paul's giving instruction. You don't have to turn there, just Ephesians 4:28. I think it's familiar enough. Paul says, let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him labor, working with his hands what is good. And the reason is that he may have something to give to him who's in need. I get so excited about building my own kingdom, but that's not really what we're here to build, is it? I was with my brother Craig yesterday, and we spent some time at an auction. I have an uncle whose estate was being closed up, and there was a lot of stuff of very minimal value, collecting a lot of dust, and taking up space. The auction was, it was fun to be a part of, but I noticed the futility of collecting stuff. It was sort of interesting, it was juxtaposed with last evening, then I went to a high school play, and it was so exceptional to see my students in action, to see the kids that I've had the chance of working with performing so well. There was no monetary value, there was nothing to put my fingers on, but there was a lot of joy. We were made to work. I don't know that we were made to collect stuff. I think that as we watch children, the truth is there too. Children with chores are exponentially better off than children without chores. I was talking with Matthew a bit about some of the studies he's been doing. And statistics would say that kids who have jobs are better off. Boehm wrote, "Life is largely a matter of luggage. So soon as a child can toddle, he displays an insatiable passion for carrying things. He is never so happy as when he is loaded. His face beams with delight when his back is burdened." Children like to carry stuff. You see a child pulling a wagon, he's never happier than when he has something to put in that wagon. God gave you, he gave me the ability to work. He invites us to work for him, maybe not for ourselves. We are called to head into Monday with an exuberance, an excitement, a choice to make Monday special for the ones we work with. My encouragement today is just that. And I got to be honest, people, I feel quite convicted myself. I'm as guilty as anyone for not wanting Monday to come. And yet, if we change our focus, if I look at it as this is my chance to represent Jesus to my coworkers and to be a blessing to those around me, it takes it from Monday to Monday. It's a privilege. I am going to turn the time back over to Lynn. I think that he's going to wrap up the service. I'll let you have closing prayer then. So, thank you all. God bless.